This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, September 6th. God's word for you today is, consider this. Our scripture reading is taken from Mark chapter 8, verse 36 to 37. And it says, and what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul? Is anything worth more than your soul? Yesterday, we learned that everything that is visible and physical is preceded by something that is invisible and spiritual. Everything that becomes a testimony usually starts as a thought. So, your mind must remain cultivated, free of weeds and everything that can clog it. Your mind must be liberated. And one of the most powerful things that you can do is you have to get into the Word of God. You have to allow the Word of God to wash your mind and enlarge your mind. That is how faith can come in. And all these things tie together. Mark chapter 8, verse 36 to 37 says, for what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Think about it. Jesus' question is multifaceted. The soul is the part of man that is unseen, and it is the most important part of man that exists. The man that you see is the body, but the man that you inadvertently experience is the soul. And the quality of the life of the man is the quality of his soul. 3 John chapter 2, verse 2 says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. You cannot prosper or advance beyond your soul. That part of man that is invisible, unseen, consists of the spirit and the mind. The word soul there is used to encompass these two compartments, the spirit and the mind. But back to Jesus' question. Unfortunately, people are selling their souls for what they can get on earth, physical things. You sell your soul for a wig, a bag, or because you want to scam, defraud someone. Some people have sold their souls to buy a car. Or perhaps you are being confronted with selling your soul right now. My sister, my brother, don't sell it. Your soul is worth more than a bag, a trip to Dubai, a wig, a house, a car, a laptop, or a corner office with a view. Jesus says, put your soul on one side of a scale and the whole world on the other side. Jesus says, the whole world, all the gold, silver, Bitcoin, dollars, cars, everything, doesn't weigh as much as one person's soul. One soul is worth more than all the riches and cares of this world. Why are you wasting your life exposing your body on social media because you want followers? Guess what? If you put all the followers on one side of the scale, it still doesn't weigh as much as your soul. That is how precious and valuable your soul is. Let us pray. Father, cause me to see things as you see them. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.